Hey, backstage, it's Bunny. It really hasn't been a minute this time, and I like that. I'm sitting here. I should actually be sleeping, but I'm not. I'm getting ready for my work tomorrow, and I'm dressing up, so I have to get everything laid out. So when I'm half asleep, it's not a big deal. But I was taking a break and scrolling Reddit, as you do, and I found another bunny. Hi, Rogue Bunny. I don't know which one of us is the OG bunny, but digressing. I'm kidding, I'm not gonna start a beef. Bunny posted a being nosy questionnaire, and I'm not a nosy bunny myself, but I can definitely use the distraction and answer some questions. So since you wanna know, Bunny, and since this bunny will tell you and anyone else who wants to listen, there's 25 random questions that I'm just gonna jump right into. So, question number one is, what is your favorite holiday and why? Halloween is my favorite holiday, and I'm gonna tell you why. So, not only do I get to dress up and have fun, and normally I'd, go out to a party and whatever, but obviously this year not so much. But I'm also a pagan, so that means that it's Samhain. And it's my new year, and I get to have a wonderful meal with family in my bubble. I get to, pay honor and tribute to the ones I've lost this year and in my entirety. Hi, baby. I hear you. My cat might, attempt to come in because he hears me talking. But it's honestly just like such a great time of togetherness during Samhain. So that's why I love it, honestly. It's kind of marrying my two favorite things, spending time with family and dressing up and having fun and all in one day. It's pretty epic to me. If you could live in any cinematic TV and or anime universe, what would it be? I'm gonna say Westeros. Yeah. I think I dig living in Dorne. Because it's warm and there's wine and. What's your favorite audio tag to perform or write? DDLG. Hard DDLG. when it's really, really, really cold outside, what's your favorite meal to eat to warm up? Being from the winter capital of Canada, it's grilled cheese and tomato soup. 110% of the time. Can you do a handstand? Not if I want to survive. No. Mm-mm. Nope. Do you type using the home keys or no? No. What's a skill you really want to learn? Say being like a jack of all trades around the house, especially because I have an older house, it really comes in handy if I know how to do like little piddly plumbing things and repairs and this and that and the other thing. So, just general building maintenance. It's very important with these old houses. What's your favorite type of weather? Severe weather, tornadoes, haboobs. Derechos, although, you can't really enjoy those storms because they're going too fast, but in the spring and summertime, I enjoy actually chasing bad weather and photographing it. So, yeah, I'm a fun fact, I'm a trained weather spotter. What is your favorite game to play as a kid? Hide and seek. Because I'm a farm kid, so I always had like any, dozens of places to hide where no one could find me, which was always fantastic. Except when somebody else found those spots and then I couldn't find them because I was like, there's no way that they'd hide there. And then I felt betrayed when they did. Waffles or pancakes? Why is that even a question? Waffles every time. Summer or winter? Summer. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in any other language, which language would it be and why? I'm gonna say German because it's such a fun, harsh language. And I grew up speaking a dialect of Swiss with my older family. And I really do miss that kind of family of languages. Alternatively, because I kind of have two answers to this, Icelandic, because it's so challenging to learn. I've tried and I can get some of it, but I think having to skip the learning process of that entire language would be fucking A. I would love it, but I'm not giving up on it yet. Are you a morning shower or night shower person? That depends. Usually I'm a night shower person just because I don't really give myself a ton of time in the morning to wake up. And then got dressed and go to work. I just kind of like, okay, wake up, brush your teeth, get your shit together, get to work. So I do prefer like washing at night, drying off my hair before I go to sleep, and then, waking up and being, 90% ready. But there are some times where, I wake up on the weekends and I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna start my day with a shower and a scrub, and I'm gonna pamper myself, and those are always fantastic too. But normally a night shower person. Would you consider yourself a don't knock until you try a person in bed? Yeah, I've definitely, like, audio has actually been one of those really great medias for me to connect with what I would or would not knock before I try it. So it's one of those things where I find it helps that adventurous side of me. And it definitely makes me want to, try other things too. But I do find I'm definitely an open-minded person in the bedroom. And then if I haven't tried it, there's usually a really good reason behind it. Like it's harmful or illegal. Not a question, just say something nice about yourself. Do I have to? Yeah, okay, fine. I'm actually hella cute. Like, I'm cute. I won't deny it. I'm cute. So you've had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? Depending on the stress level and what caused it. Let's say it was just like a really tough day at work. Usually a drink. There's nothing wrong with that. If it's like a life-shattering kind of stressful and shitty, then I'll usually just get high off my tits. Weed's legal here, so a good smoke session and think session. I'm usually good by the next day. Otherwise, I mean, I just love like little things that I can do for myself, like self-care. Like whether that's a facial giggity or whether that's, jumping in the shower and exfoliating head to toe and shaving and just making myself feel good. That's another great way I unwind. What are your top three favorite movies? Man, okay. I'm gonna make a confession here. Out of all of the artistic medias I've explored that I partake in, and that I really feel at home in, film is not one of them. I never really got into watching a ton of movies, but if I had to pick from what I have seen, I'm going to say the Green Mile. I'm going to say Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood, because that hits very close to home. And The Room. Just because it's terrible. And I mean, who doesn't love, like, one bad, terribly, seriously, monumentally bad movie? Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? No. Nothing really. If I'm horny, I'm horny. And that's usually when I record. The mood just kind of strikes me pretty easily, because I guess I'm a horny bitch, I guess. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I do know, actually, very intimately, that I'm an insatiable little thing, so. Whoops. If you could own any mythical creature as a pet, unicorn, dragon, etc., which would you pick? As a pet. I'd rather have one as a companion. I'd have a dragon companion. Like, that way we could have our own horde and, like, you know, could fly around and do dragony shit with my dragon pal. Who wouldn't like that? So badass. What is your go-to movie watching snack or candy? I actually don't like eating while I'm watching movies, because I find the sound of my own crunching just, like, kills it. So, no to popcorn or chips or, like, anything like that. And, like, back in the days when movie theaters were a thing, if I heard someone crinkling their fucking candy, I would just, like, cringe. I hate it. Like, stop if you're one of those people. Oof, buddy. Buddy. No. So nothing that I can, like, hear myself crunching. So I guess, like, gummy candy. Are you more of an extroverted or introverted in person? That depends how well you know me. If we're strangers, I'm very introverted. If I've known you for years, I'm absolutely extroverted. I mean, still kind of introverted, but, you know, when I'm comfortable with someone, I'm a lot to handle. Was your first kiss actually a good one? Yes. Yes, it was. It wasn't one of those, like, moments where you pull away and you're like, that was like kissing my grandma, or Jesus Christ, I think you just, I have no idea. It wasn't wet, it wasn't messy, it was actually really good. Other than basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what is it? Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch, I got that. These days, obviously, a mask. Although I have, like, two in my purse, one in my jacket pocket, and, like, two in my desk at work, so I'm pretty much covered anywhere I go, and then I've got disposable ones in the car, so I guess I don't have to worry about that as much as I think I do. I'm gonna say, other than that, no, that's in my car. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, it obviously depends what I'm doing. Like, if it's day to day, I really can't think of anything. But, you know, if it's a day off and it's a nice summer day, I try not to leave the house without my camera. That would probably be the closest thing. Because if I'm going out and there's the possibility of a storm, I may as well just bring my camera just in case. And I've definitely gotten some good shots in those days where I'm like, oh, you know what, I'll just go out to see what I'm going to see. And, you know, all of a sudden there's a beautiful shelf in front of me. And I think to myself, if I didn't bring my camera, I'd fucking hate myself. Not so much in the winter, because it's photogenic here, obviously, but once you get about, I'm going to say, 15 or so shots of a typical Canadian winter, you have them all. I'm sorry, but it is what it is. What is a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? I like little acts of dominance because I'm a switch, but if I'm being honest, I obviously lean submissive. But it's those little things like hand on the small on my back or just feeling protected by my partner. I know that sounds like awfully just like, I don't know, helpless and girly, which I'm not. Well, I'm one of those things. Helpless is not the thing. I just like feeling protected and loved on and taken care of. That's when I'm just like, that's fucking amazing. That's hot. That's, yes. And the last question is, name a song you'll never get tired of hearing. Well, I'm a musical theater nerd, so I've performed a lot of songs that I feel like I would get tired of hearing, although I'm tired of hearing them when we're rehearsing, but when we're not, and when it's like we're reminiscing on our performance, and just like the first bar of Seasons of Love, I'm just like, aww. I'm actually gonna say, that's also a good one. But you know what? I'm actually gonna give you one song that I can guarantee, unless you're a choir nerd, you've probably never heard. It's called Sing Gently, and it was a virtual choir project for 2020, and I happened to lend my voice to it. And there's something about the experience of being part of a global choir. And I think the final tally was like 17,250 some people were a part of the song. But at the same time, there's something so rewarding about being part of that process and being part of that vision that I can listen to it on repeat and still get chills and still, you know, just really connect with the music. If you are a choir nerd, this was done by Eric Whitaker, and he also just released his Sacred Veil project with Anthony Silvestri, and I would say that is definitely a second contender, just that entire work. It's so beautifully done. It's moving, it's emotional, it's raw. And I'm gonna say Child of Wonder is, like, even just thinking about the song, I have chills. It's just beautifully done. That's deep emotion. And I really enjoy music that actually makes me feel things. Because, I mean, it's one thing to enjoy, like, innocuous entertainment. That's totally fine and valid. But there's something about music as an art form and how deeply moving it can sometimes be, and then experiencing that. So, I went on a rant I didn't intend to, but there you go. So, hopefully, you enjoyed listening to just over 20 minutes of me rambling on, but I'm going to try to get some sleep so I can be the best Velma I can be tomorrow, jinkies. and we'll talk to you later. Bye.